So, you have a new Maze Runner movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh boy, can't wait to see what's happening with I don't really remember what happened. Can we get a recap or something?
No.
Okay, so anyway, as everybody definitely remembers, Teresa betrayed everybody and Minho got captured by Wicked. Oh, okay, yeah, I guess that sounds vaguely familiar. So now 6 months have passed and Thomas has organized a crazy rescue mission to get Minho off a moving train. What was everybody doing for 6 months?
Stuff.
Got it. So with an explosion and some freaking shooting, they're able to stop this train, and then Newt pops out from behind a rock to come help. How could they have possibly known the moving train would stop at that exact spot?
Math, probably. I don't know.
That makes sense. So then there's gonna be a crazy shootout between these kids and some armed mercenaries, and the kids are just destroying them. These memory-wiped kids are better shots than trained mercenaries?
That's what we're going with.
But then these bad guys are closing in.
Uh-oh, gonna be hard to get out of there now.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really? Yeah, cause see, simultaneously, Brenda and Jorge were luring a plane, dodging its fire, tricking everybody to get off that plane, then taking them out and stealing said plane.
That was their plan?
It was, and it worked perfectly, and they swooped in at the last second to save the day.
Wow, I mean, what are the odds of a last-minute rescue plan like that working?
100%.
What? No, that can't be right.
Well, I mean, in this movie, it's gonna keep happening again and again and work every single time again and again and again and again and again.
Yeah, I gotta say, that feels kind of far-fetched and kind of repetitive.
Oh. Well, looks like you got me, sir.
What?
Looks like there's no way out of this one for me now.
What are you talking about? Oh my god, did my computer just explode?
Yeah, sure seems that way.
Jeez, the sudden turn of events kind of made me forget what I was talking to you about.
Phew, close one. So then we meet up with Minho and he's running through mazes.
Oh, nice, the mazes are back. I was kind of like, why are we even calling these Maze Runner anymore?
Right.
But turns out this was fake.
Okay.
Yeah, see, that evil company Wicked are mind torturing him because they're still trying to find a cure for that zombie virus. Now, what is it specifically about mazes that are so torturous for these kids?
Listen, sir, I assume they explain that in the books, but we're certainly not gonna.
That's fair. And Teresa is back working at Wicked, so that's gonna be tough for Thomas, because I think they flirted once or something, so they're in love.
Of course.
So Thomas and the gang find out that Minho is at Wicked headquarters, but that's inside this big walled-off city.
Oh, and how are they gonna get in there?
Yeah, we'll see. It turns out that Gally is still alive, so Gally is gonna help them out.
Gally?
Eyebrow kid.
Got it.
Yeah, you got a big old frickin' spear through the chest in the first movie, but technically we didn't see him die.
Oh, okay.
Did you just roll your eyes?
I mean, I don't think so. Explain that again.
Gally got a spear inside his chest and collapsed inside a Wicked facility, but then was rescued by a rebel group and joined them and made a full recovery.
You did it again!
I'm sorry, I'm not doing it on purpose.
Anyway, so they're gonna kidnap Teresa and force her to help out, and we're also gonna find out that Newt is infected.
Oh no, he's one of the characters!
He is,
and so anyway, eventually Teresa's gonna manage to get a little bit of Thomas's blood, and turns out that's just full on the cure for this thing.
Oh, stealing a little bit of someone's blood is tight.
Okay, and so unfortunately the cure comes a little too late and Newt dies.
Oh, very sad, he was one of the characters.
He was, yeah.
And then this bad guy Jansen is gonna force both Teresa and Thomas to make some more of the cure because he wants to be in control of it all.
A very controlling Jansen.
So they managed to kill him via zombie attack, but now they've got to get out of the building, which is now fully on fire.
Why is it on fire?
Oh, well, that rebel group that Gally was working with decided to attack the city with a ton of firepower.
How come they're attacking now if they had so much firepower?
Because this is the climax of the movie, so they were waiting for that.
Oh, okay.
And by now, Thomas has been shot a couple of times, but he manages to jump onto this aircraft that showed up at the last second.
You did say something like that would happen 100% of the time.
And it does. So he manages to get away, but Teresa does die. She dies a lot. Dead.
Well, that's okay.
And so, yeah, the good guys win and live happily ever after.
Wow.
Wait, how did they win exactly?
Well, they stopped the cure from being made.
The cure that would have saved humanity?
Yeah, they stopped that from happening, and they saved Minho.
And Newt died doing that.
Yeah, so they kind of made that trade, and then their rebel buddies that they worked with destroyed humanity's last city.
That's kind of a lot of death on their hands.
Yeah, but they're gonna get to live on a beach, so that's kind of nice.
Oh, that is kind of nice!
So what do you think?
I mean, let's put this bad boy right into production. What could possibly go wrong?
Hi everybody, Ryan George here. Thank you so much for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a comment down below. Let's please just keep the comments related to the pitch meeting though. We don't need to talk about my personal life or the clothes I like to wear. Let's just be mature about this and let's all just be grown-ups, okay? Thanks.